ABC Radio Darwin.
Okay.
Everybody goes, no, they always find an excuse why they can't ride a bike, why they have to drive a car. And one of them is, oh, I live too far out of town. Another one is, it's too hot. And another one is, it's too wet. So after 10 years, I've proved that all of those are just an excuse. I'm Rod Halligan. I'm 65 years old. I live in rural area in Virginia. And for the last 10 years, 2 months, I haven't had a car, and I ride my bike everywhere, from Virginia into the city, into Casuarina, back all around the Greater Darwin, all without petrol. And in the last 10 years, I've bought 4.5 litres of petrol. In the beginning, it's really, really hard. Like, for me to get up from here just up to the local shops, which is 4.5 k's away, I had to stop 3 times to get up there. Now, it's just the last leg home, no problem. But the trick is to start slowly and to do it every day. Every day, just get on your bike, and you'll find you'll go a little bit further, a little bit further, a little bit further. Then the next thing you know, you're doing 100 k's. Whew. Amazing. When I gave up, I thought I'd do it for 6 months to see if I could survive. And then after 6 months, I thought, oh, I'm still alive. The sun still comes up every morning. I'm going to try for 12 months. Then after 12 months, that's it. I don't want anything to do with them, you know. So I've worked in the mining industry, and the last job I had was in the for Woodside Offshore Petroleum in the gas plant in Western Australia. And I've seen what goes on in the behind the scenes in the petrol industry. And I have friends from Somalia, and I've seen what the petrodollars do to there, and I just didn't want to be contributing to that anymore. So I thought I'll lead by example.
Tell me about what this actually practically means. You're going to town sort of, a couple of times a week. How many Ks is that?
It's about a 75K trip there and back, but I usually try and add on a few more kilometres just to take it above 100. Like, it was easy to say, I'll kick the car habit, but it was a lot harder than I had ever imagined, you know, because our world is so designed around cars, you know. So it took some getting used to and working out.
Apart from the environmental benefits, like, what do you get out of it?
Oh, man, it's magic. First thing in the morning, you get to listen to all the birds waking up. You get to check out the environment a lot closer. Birds seem to want to fly with you. The wallabies get a big shock when you sneak up on them and things like that. And the horses kind of, when you try and talk to them as you're going past, they just look at you like an idiot and carry on eating. But it kind of gets the endorphins or whatever it is running through the body, and it makes you a lot happier. You look at people who, when they get out of the car, they never smile. They're always sad. So, and when a person gets off a bike, they're always smiling, you know. Maybe sweating a bit, but smiling anyhow, you know.
So this is the rig here. Talk me through it. It's a bit longer than a let's say, regular bike.
Yes, it's called an extra cycle. It's from California, USA, and the guys who invented it made it so that they could carry lumber and all of that on the back of it, and 2 kids on the back. You can put 2 child seats on the back. It's called an American long tail. After the last cyclone, I've carried a chainsaw and a lawnmower on the back of here. I just keep loading it up. I've been into Bunnings, Palmerston, and brought 2 bags of cement and carried them home on this. I thought I was going to pop a tyre, but it managed, you know. Bit of extra effort going up the hill, but then you got to worry about coming down the hills, that's for sure, too.
With 40 kilos on the
back. Yeah, that's right. You wonder if the brakes are going to last. My father used to be have his own truck business and farm. He took mum to the hospital to give birth to me in a truck, but I'm the oldest of five boys, and so dad had to take me wherever he went, get me out of the house. And so I grew up in the cabin of a truck, and I've spent most of my working life driving trucks, driving earth-moving machinery, and now I don't even drive at all, don't have a car. I still hold my driver's license because you need it for ID. I was going to give it up, but the amount of times I'm asked for ID on different things, I've kept my driver's license just for that, basically. And every now and then friends want me to take them to the airport or whatever, you know. I said, oh, if you're willing to get on the bike, but they don't think that's funny. So, yeah.
That's the car. That's the one for the cars. This is the one for pedestrians and cyclists.
The cars respond to that horn?
Yes, they do. They get a big shock. But also people with earphones in too, sometimes you've got to wake them up.
So, I mean, a lot of people hearing this would be thinking, this guy rides in the build-up, this guy rides in the monsoon. Tell me about riding in those conditions.
For the last couple of years, I've done the Grand Fondo, and that means I have to ride into town, do the Grand Fondo, and then ride back home afterwards. So, and doing the Grand Fondo, I noticed that the biggest problem all the other bike riders were having was heat. So I thought, oh, well, I'll have to toughen up a bit. And so I started riding during the heat of the day and during the build-up. And now it's no real big bother. I can get into town without much of a sweat at all now.
You must see other cyclists sort of with the fancy bikes in the Lycra on your way into town. Have you had any chats with them?
Yeah, I've had many chats with them. They love pulling up beside me and giving me a load of cheek and telling me I've got a big old heavy slow bike and things like that. And then before my brain can kick in the gear and give them some cheek back, they've clicked and accelerated off. And, oh, geez, I'm left with no cheek, you know. But, yeah, it's all good fun.
You're out here on a block with a lot of bush. A lot of people would be thinking, well, surely you need, you know, petrol engines to make this place happen.
Yes, many people think that. And when I first moved out of Darwin out to here, the biggest shock I got was the amount of noise. In the growing season, the lawnmowers are going all day, you know. So I've been on a mission to quieten that, make my lawn mowing or slashing and that quieter. So I've changed from petrol to push mowers. I ride on petrol to push mowers to electric, now to cordless. And the last 3 years I've done my block completely electric and completely cordless. But yeah, it can be done. Other people aged 65 are going to the doctor a lot and taking tablet after tablet after tablet. That's the one side benefit of riding a bike every day, is I'm staying away from tablets and I'm staying away from the doctor and from medical people. And the last time I saw the doctor, she said, keep on eating cake and we'll see you in 12 months. And I'm like, oh, cool, that's it, I'm off. Yeah, she can't believe she's telling a 65-year-old to eat more cake, you know.
You must be doing something right.
I must be, yeah, you know, like, that's, yes, the side benefits, you know. Collateral damage, or whatever you want to call it.
ABC Radio Darwin.